Welcome again, Father Brian. It's good to be with you and good to be with all who are watching today. Let's begin again with Francis's prayer of discernment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart, and give me true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity, sense and knowledge, Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In our last segment, we spoke of Francis of Assisi as the practical mystic. Francis was a mystic in the sense that he saw himself as being in an intimate relationship with the Most High, glorious God. And he understood also that he was a spouse and a brother to Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. But Francis was also a very practical man, and he prayed for sense and knowledge, and these came to fruition in his life. And today, Father Brian will speak about the fact that discernment involves action. What do you see, Father Brian, as we talk about this? You know, sometimes I've seen people fail to follow through on their discernment, and it never gets to the point of action. Can you speak a little bit about that? And I know you've talked about prudence and how that leads us to action.
I'll try and keep this somewhat concise, but it's such a major point in understanding this prayer. For true discernment requires the virtue of prudence. The terms can be mostly interchanged, prudence and discernment. But prudence involves this practical wisdom. We hear in the Catechism, it tells us that it enables us to discern our true good in every circumstance and to choose the right means of achieving it. Now, how well prudence is developed will affect every aspect of our lives. It could be academics, it could be athletics, it could be in family, dating relationships, our vocation choices, our careers, how we even handle money. For prudence is well-ordered reason applied to action, so that we not only know the right thing to do, but we also know how and when to do it. The prudent man or woman is one who does the good as opposed to one who merely just knows the good. As St. Francis prayed for sense and knowledge, which is that common practical sense, he wanted to think things through in order to get through things.
So I think about Francis in his own life and that idea of prudence. He had the prudence to know, once he had about 10 or 11 brothers who had joined him, that he needed to go and seek the approval of the church. And so they traveled to Rome and sought the approval of Pope Innocent III. He was sort of living out this prayer of asking God for guidance, prudence, sense, and knowledge. And that's why we have the community really we have today.
Now, there are three key aspects of prudence involved in any discernment. We always would talk about discernment methods, and a lot of people would refer to the Ignatian method because they really got it structured. In that, there are three key aspects. One is good counsel or deliberation, getting your information. The second would then be of wise judgment, how to take all your information and sift out really what's the important parts. But it's the key is the third part, decisive action. Not just praying about it, but actually acting about it. So let's just look a little bit at this third aspect of prudence or discernment, which involves this decisiveness of putting our actions into practice. For no matter how much we seek counsel, we weigh a decision, or we make judgments in our minds, if we fail to execute our decisions, we do not have prudence. There are many reasons we do not carry out a decision well. Sometimes after making a judgment about what to do, we hesitate. We have second thoughts and we delay in acting on it. Maybe we have a fear of failure or change. No one likes change. Or perhaps we've become overwhelmed by the risks that seem to be involved. In all these cases, our emotions take over and keep us from staying on the right path of making a good decision. Sometimes, though, we're just simply indecisive. So we put off making a decision at all in order that we maybe just could keep our options open. We avoid making a commitment because something better just might come along. Some Christians might even spiritualize their indecisiveness. It's just, I need more time to pray about it, or I'll take it to the port a classic Franciscan, as if God needs to show me more what needs to be done. Hmm. Although taking time to prayerfully think through a decisive moment is important, a person's never-ending discernment process really is covering up their hidden weakness, a lack of decisiveness, and a lack of commitment.
So when Francis was praying in this prayer, that I might carry out your holy and true command, it wasn't like he was waiting till the, you know, to do this. It was a, he was continuing, he was acting. It was involving him so he could carry that out. And I like to say to people, you know, action produces clarity.
Exactly.
You if you want to know if this is the girl for you, you need to ask her on a date.
Shocking.
You know, if you want to know that if you're called to be a priest or religious, you need to go on a discernment retreat. Just going on that retreat doesn't mean you're committed, but it gives you more clarity because you've taken a decisive action. So I think that that's important. Could you say a little bit more about that? You know, sometimes it's hard. We have a lot of options in our life. You know, how do we do this?
Yeah, because sometimes a discernment is not just I do one thing. Sometimes we have an option. You might have a couple of job offers. You might have opportunities that just are great. But which one should I choose? Should I just keep praying about it? Because I don't want to make a mistake. Mm. Sometimes we just need to ask ourselves, which one gives me passion?
Yeah, passion.
There's a passion in those choices. It's like someone has three bowls of ice cream in front of them. We have vanilla, we have chocolate, and butter pecan. And we're praying, God, which one am I supposed to choose? And suddenly you hear this voice, hurry up, they're melting. I made all of them, by the way.
Great
analogy. Sometimes a discernment, we just got to, what is that passion in our discernment? Which is the one that we feel more called to, that I would like to do? Remember, it's God who put that passion in you in the first place.
Yeah, sometimes I've heard passion spoken of as what makes me most fully alive, because the Lord created us for that.
Yeah, we have to make a decision. We have to act on it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we need to move towards. Now, can we ever be positive that we've discerned accurately? That's a big question. Sometimes we cannot be certain. We hope, because we can't see the future part of it. However, if we've asked God for his direction, we've prayerfully brought this to him, then we've tried to prudently follow God's leading us, then we can trust our decision to the process. Mm-hmm. And for us third order Franciscans, that's where we have ongoing conversion. That's right. Because sometimes we thought we made the right step, and when we find out we didn't, our first thing we do is stop and turn around.
Yeah.
Our metanoia, we have to turn it around and then start with the process again.
So even when we make that decisive action, we have to be willing to move forward, knowing that God will open up more for us, that God will tell us more about what it's about. We have to move. If you don't move, you don't move forward. You know, so I think this is really important for us. You know, and sometimes, Father Brian, you know, we've spoken and you've said we need to grow in the greatness God has for us. Mm. Can you speak a little bit more about this?
This one I get excited about, because this is, I think, really speaks clearer to me. Over so many years of working with students, I've seen so many who are ruled by fear. It could be a fear of making a mistake, making the wrong choice, or just fear of what others are thinking about them. Could be even a fear of succeeding, because then you have to repeat it. Often, there's a fear of, am I committing sin?
Mm, I've heard that, yeah.
We were not, however, created by God to live in fear. Hmm. If we go back to Genesis, the end of chapter 1, we hear God say, God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. God created each of us in his own image and likeness. And he said, you are very good. God created each of us for greatness. Hmm. To do great things. So we need to ask ourselves, by our choices and our decisions, are you growing into the greatness God has for you? Are we choosing the bigger and the better things in our life? Or are we choosing the smaller and lesser things?
Hmm. Yeah, and I think for Francis of Assisi, that was about following his holy and true command. And so I appreciate what you're sharing, because I feel like I've learned more about how discernment is carrying out that holy and true command, even when we're not completely certain or fully clear about what the big picture is.
Just follow the process.
Follow the process through. That's right. We've also spoken about the need to not be afraid of the greatness that the Lord calls us to. And I think I can speak for you, Father Brian, when I say that we hope that all of us, all of those watching, and all those who will watch these segments in the future, will allow this prayer, Francis's prayer of discernment, to help them in their own discernment in their lives.
That's why it's become such a powerful prayer in my life.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, how about we close with this prayer together? And I've really enjoyed this time with you. I'm glad we've had it together.
Me too. Thanks. Great opportunity.
Let's all pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart, and give me true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity, sense and knowledge, Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.